did I get on?
Hello, Mrs. Brunner. Hello, Mrs. Brunner. Now, we have that lined up for you. Sorry about that.
No, it's quite all right.
Well, those things kind of happen. So here we go, special for you. This time, hopefully, only the strong survive.
I'll take it, Mary.
Here we go.
All alone, crying your eyes out, why everything's going wrong. You know there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Listen to me, get up off your knees, 'cause only the strong survive.
The strong survive. Down. Don't you let them make you feel like a clown. There's a lot of opportunity out there just waiting for you, but you'll never succeed if you give up now and say your life is through. Listen, it's me when I'm telling you, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive.
Only the strong survive, only the strong survive, and that's what Radio Dublin is all about. Now, Mrs. Spooner's just told us that her grandson is making his confirmation tomorrow morning. In fact, this morning in Kilbarrick, Alan Maguire. So we wish him all the best, and hopefully Mrs. Spooner will be well very shortly. Now, Eamon Cook, maybe we can get back on to the politicians and what Barry O'Hanlon was talking about. Into the future, do you feel that you were saying about six radio stations possibly will have a license here in the 26 counties or whatever? How many would you reckon will have it in Dublin?
Well, it's hard to know how many will actually have it around the country. Some politicians will like about 30 stations around the country. In other words, most of them, 9/10 of them, will go broke within a year or so, because there simply isn't that kind of money in this country to run 30 commercial stations to pay all the staff and everything else.
So how many would you reckon listeners would a radio station need to have to make it viable?
There again, it doesn't even amount to the number of listeners. If you take it, there's X number of pounds available for advertising in this country throughout a year. Mm-hmm. Now, the advent of local radio or licensed radio will increase that to some extent.
Yes.
But it certainly won't double it. If local radio stations are going to make money, they'll take some ads from RTE.
Yes.
And they'll generate a few more themselves. Now, that money will have to go into paying staff.
Mm-hmm.
to have 30 stations, you're thinking of an extra 30 to 60 million pounds being made available for radio advertising
mm-hmm.
in the country. That simply isn't done.
Mm.
There's no earthly way that could happen.
So approximately, you'd reckon that maybe just one or two in Dublin area?
There'll perhaps be two in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
Cork, I think, could only support one, or maybe two. It's very difficult to know there, but that's our next biggest city. Two at the very outside in Cork.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the cities, Limerick, Galway, Waterford, either Waterford or Wexford, they could only support one station. One station mm-hmm. that's going to cover the area. If you take, say, Waterford, it would have to cover Wexford, parts of Tipperary, part of Cork, up into Wicklow. It would cover that sort of area.
Mm-hmm. So it'll have to be...
yeah.
So what the original idea was of very small radio stations will not be able to operate, really?
They certainly wouldn't be viable anyhow. There's no way of paying staff. They could continue on a hit-and-miss basis, like a lot of stations are doing at the moment. They're just about struggling by.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a lot of disc jockeys in radio want to make a career out of it. They want it as a job. They want a week's wages at the end of the week, at the end of the day, whenever they get into local radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't blame them for that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the technical problems, as we had one now when we tried to press one button here.
Yes.
But the technical problems that happen on radio, and it happens to everywhere, doesn't it? I mean, it happens.
You're thinking of the expense in licensed radio. There'll have to be an engineer on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, you won't get one to work those kind of hours. But an engineer will have to be on call because the station wouldn't exist if it's going to go off the air and stay off for 5 or 6 hours while they attempt to get someone to do a repair job. The shortest possible time off air is the only way.
Now, it must be trying on you now to keep a radio station going 24 hours a day in breakdowns or whatever. I must get to you at sometimes. I mean, you're probably dragged out of bed in the middle of the night to put something on it.
Yes, but it's better that it breaks down in the middle of the night rather than daytime. We did actually have a breakdown daytime there only last week.
Yes.
It upsets a lot of people when you go off the air during daytime.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are far more listeners daytime.
Mm-hmm.
It's better that it breaks down.
But does it interrupt you say, oh, not another breakdown?
Well, in the daytime, if it's early daytime, it's very hard to get out of bed because I usually work nights anyhow. It's easier to repair equipment and everything else at nighttime.
What would be the main kind of faults that you have to deal with now with technical things with radio? What would be the main kind of fault? Would it be?
Well, the transmitter, not normally, very, very seldom. I think the transmitter has broken down twice, maybe three times in the past 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very small breakdown.
And
But studio equipment, the abuse of studio equipment, you wouldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the FM signal is supposed to be boosted in Radio Dublin. Maybe you could tell us something about that.
It is boosted, yes. We have a different aerial system. We have... we did move one of our transmitters. We put it out in Tala at one stage there.
Yes.
The 105 tried it out there. It was covering Tala great, but that's as far as it was going.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to bring it back here to the station, put up a couple of good aerials and see how it goes from there. So it's running from the station now with a reasonably good signal, not as strong as some of the stations around the place, but we have plans in hand to increase that considerably, you might say.
Before we get on to Prince Terry again, maybe you tell us, Eamon, what kind of things do you like to hear on Radio Dublin? I know you now you like Perry Como.
Perry Como, that sort of music.
You like chat, you like news. What kind of is your own special favourite kind of when you're driving around or listening to radio? What do you particularly like to listen to?
Certainly I wouldn't like non-stop music. I'd like little bits of information, traffic conditions, the news certainly, as we have it now with the news on the air and the just quick headlines on the half hour is ideal. I think it would suit most people certainly driving around. They like to keep in touch to see what's happening. Just nice and brief. I wouldn't like a long-winded news. Maybe when I was sitting down to lunch, if I did have lunch, say at 1 o'clock, I'd be prepared to listen to a long news or 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the evening, but certainly not daytime.
And in regard to broadcasting, can you see yourself doing much in the future?
If we get around to a license, I'd prefer to drop out of radio.
And just be behind the scenes?
If possible. If it's not possible, that's okay. But the general idea is to get the station around to a Radio Dublin licensed radio station. That would have me happy, whether I'm in it or not in it is immaterial.
Mm-hmm. Now, Prince Terry, in regard to, you know, you're broadcasting and you're also, well, I mean, you're involved with the setting up of Radio Dublin. So when you're broadcasting, what are you trying to put anything across, or are you just playing records, or how do you see the whole scene now?
Well, on the shortwave, it's mostly, as I said before earlier on, DXers, long-distance radio listeners. I try to vary my music to different, you know, you can't please everyone, but you try to please. You please a lot of people. They look for golden oldies, maybe heavy metal music, and, you know, the usual disco stuff, music. I call it disco stuff, but some of it is quite good. But you get actually tired listening to a lot of disco music. The golden oldies seems to be the ones that bring back a lot of memories to people, and it goes down quite well. Rock and roll, music like that, country and western, a little bit of everything.
What would your high point of broadcasting on Radio Dublin yourself now, Prince Terry?
Well, I hope...
Is there one particular
I did say a long time ago, if I did rejoin Radio Dublin when it got a licence, if there was any chance, I would definitely come back into radio, legal radio. I would like it very much. I don't know whether anyone will give me a job or not, but anyway.
Well, I won't be running the show then.
The Russians will be here by then. No, but in regard to your time in Radio Dublin and broadcasting on Radio Dublin in the early years, what was the high point of your broadcasting days in Radio Dublin?
Well, I was doing about, in the early days,
that you can remember,
I suppose about a half an hour. It was good experience, and I still like radio a lot. And it's been a great pleasure being on Radio Dublin once again after all these years tonight, or this morning. It really feels great here in front of the microphone again.
Getting a buzz again.
Getting a buzz again after all these years. I'd say it must be about 8-10 years, I'd say. It's about 10 years since I was on really high-powered radio, which it feels really great.
Maybe I can ask yourself and Eamon this question. You've seen many people come and many people go and so forth. Have you seen people come into radio and change within the weeks, months or whatever when they go in front of a microphone?
Some do, yes. A lot of disc jockeys, when they come on to radio first, they think they have to have this American accent. Why, I don't know. They do blend on this American accent.
Yes.
The most successful ones, though, are ones who are fairly natural. They don't change their accent, or maybe just slight change in it, but they don't have this American thing on it anyhow. And they act fairly normal, natural. The ones who have to change completely simply don't succeed in radio.
And yourself, Prince?
I notice a lot lately, I don't know whether it's I noticed a lot of disc jockeys talk over music. When the actual record is playing, they don't let it play out completely to the end. And they talk sometimes in the beginning of a record, which I don't, well...
It's annoying, yes.
It's, someone agrees with me.
Yeah.
I noticed that a lot. Now, it may be because of the tape and situation of music, I don't know, but I feel that a record should be played from the beginning and to the end without anybody interfering.
But you have producers come along these days and all sorts of people telling you there shouldn't be any dead air time. In other words, you shouldn't be talking while there's no music in the background. So disc jockeys talk over the introduction to a record.
Well,
some have the nasty habit of talking while there's someone singing, which makes the thing 10 times worse.
Yeah. Well, there's another way out of that, of course. If a disc jockey wants to talk before the record, he can always...
turn up an instrumental.
An instrumental, exactly, yeah. I agree with you there, 100%.
But the is that the reason why Radio Dublin has been successful, Eamon Cook and Prince Terry, because it has had the communication with the people of Dublin and hasn't been just canned music 24 hours a day?
Yes, I think it has. We could have been more successful in one sense in getting a lot of money in if we'd gone, say, Nova style years back, gone for the American accent type and played non-stop music and go for the big ads and things like that. But there you would definitely lose contact with listeners.
Now, we have another tape lined up, Prince Terry. Maybe you can tell us what it is, because they're your tapes from the past.
It's a very early piece of a show. Uncle Ken, if he's listening out, if he's still up.
Yes.
He'll bring back some memories. He pre-recorded these tapes, these shows, and he only went on about 15 minutes every Sunday in the very, very early days of Radio Dublin 253. And they're very, very well put together indeed. So I think that's the tape that you actually have queued up there.
Yes, I have it.
And so I don't know how long it runs, but anyway, it's quite interesting there.
Okay. Well, we'll listen to it then.
No! was Cliff Richard, of course, with a rather unusual number for him. I hope you like the record playing on my groovy gramophone. Just stick around and you'll hear the latest on the electric radio. There's lots of fun from Dublin. There's no doubt about it. Everett has the edge on me. Although I'm lost without a bit of music. Some piano playing, and I can only use Declan's description of it as a gift.
The shortwave, now you're broadcasting on shortwave on a Sunday. It must be very different to the medium wave. Maybe Eamon will come in on this as well. Is it very different audience that you're broadcasting to Prince Terry?
Well, as I said before, it's mostly DXers you get, but there is quite a lot of people don't write in that also listen. And, you know, you tell people that you're on shortwave and you have to explain to them what shortwave is and what frequency and... With a bit of luck, sometimes they actually can pick you up, you know?
Yes.
But you have a wider, really a wider audience because you go further on shortwave than then actually, you know, with low power shortwave, you can get quite a distance. With about 50 watts of shortwave, you can
make America. Watts.
Depends on your good aerial system and your good modulation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the aerial is the main part of good broadcasting. Mm-hmm. Good aerial, but if it's, some people can actually make very good homemade aerials.
Yes. Emil Cook, is the future in FM or is it in medium wave, would you say?
Well, if we can have the queuing off the air there for a second, perhaps we'll talk away, yes?
Yes.
Live radio, strange things happen. Well, the future is is definitely in the FM.
Yes.
FM, of course, is restricted in one sense that it's its distance is the problem. Yes. FM signals travel different than what you hear on the medium wave. If you have a high power medium wave, it'll travel tremendous distances on land, whereas the FM signal travels line of sight. It'll travel as far as the horizon and just a little beyond it, and that's it.
Yes.
So if you're at sea level, it'll travel about 3 or perhaps 4 miles in all directions, and that's the end of your signal,
mm-hmm.
no matter what kind of power you're putting out.
Yes. And in regard to AM, now, for a lot of people who don't know what AM...
AM is just the ordinary medium wave radio. Can we have an engineer or somebody there that's just turned up that tremendous hum we're getting on the signal now? We'll look after it there.
Is it we
yeah, that's it. It's gone now again.
Is it gone?
Yes, you've cleared that up.
Right.
But AM, just ordinary plain medium wave, is what most people are used to. The ordinary little pocket transistor they carry around with them usually has AM or medium wave, whatever.
And then another thing that you'll find on radios is LW, light wave.
It's not light wave, it's long wave.
Well, long wave, sorry. It shows you how technical I am.
Long wave. Well, long wave or long wavelengths, you need to know something about the technicalities of it.
Yes.
You won't really find stations on it now. The years back there, older people would have listened to what was called the light program from the BBC. BBC light program used to broadcast on 1500 meters long wave.
Yes.
The wavelength of the signal was long, and of course the signal did travel considerable distances. And it was grand to listen to, but that's the only thing about long wave. It's not used. You need enormous power to travel. There's no good putting out a few watts and hoping it'll go somewhere. Mm-hmm. You'll go into the ground and be lost, and mm-hmm. that's
You need a long aerial as well, don't you?
Yes. You're thinking of, if you take frequencies there, like ours now, if you're going back to what we used to call it, 253 metres.
Yes.
An aerial there, an ideal aerial to broadcast on, would want to be half of that length, 253 metres.
Mm-hmm.
120 or 130 meters long would be the ideal length of
you want a big
make that
yes.
area. You can make it work with less length, but it's not as efficient. Whereas the FM aerials are very, very small things. An FM aerial is 3-4 feet long, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but FM is the thing certainly of the future because of quality. Just that one thing alone, quality.
And then the medium wave will continue to be in existence, will it?
Medium wave will continue in existence. It will be improved because in the States at the moment they have tests running on medium wave with stereo on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be fairly good. It will never, I suppose, come up to the standard of the FM broadcast, but... they're working away on it in the States, and they say it will be comparable to FM.
Maybe I can ask both of you now, why is it that television hasn't blackened out radio in general? I mean, people are still by the thousands listening to Radio Dublin. How is it that we have 6 television stations in Dublin can be received and still people are listening?
Well, if you're working in a factory, you can't very well sit and watch telly all day. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be let, whereas you can listen to music or chat in the background all right.
Mm-hmm.
Same applies to driving around in the car. The only time you can really sit down to watch telly is night time.
Mm-hmm. Prince, Terry?
Well, radio in factories are a very good idea. They keep to keep the morale up and keeps them working very hard, I think, as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of factories use radio.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the station. You hear people saying, oh, there's an awful lot of ads on that station.
Yes.
But they have to get the ads, I suppose, to keep the people paid involved in the radio.
Yeah, foot the bills and all the rest.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Now, I see Brian Page pointing to me. We've to play something now at this very moment, Brian?
I made up some snippets of old Radio Dublin from around 72, thereabouts.
Nice.
Also, a close down there and during some heavy raids in 72 also. Various snippets of jingles, etc., and some snippets also of Radio Caroline, of course. So I think we go on to that now.
Okay, we'll have it then.
Let it go.
First test of Radio Dublin were in 1965 as Radio 217. As Radio 217 with a few watts output, it only came on the air very infrequently on Sundays around noon. Various tests were continued in 1966, 67 and 68, but the station really came famous in 1969. Before that, the station was known as Radio Ballyclea with 15 watts output on 217 meters. Before the build-up to full transmissions in 1969, the station was drawing 80 milliamps at 350 watts. With the change of location, the station moved to its regular slot of 253 meters, the theme of which was Burnaboola.
Good morning, this is Radio Dublin broadcasting on 253 meters medium wave. That's a frequency of 1183 kilocycles. Radio Dublin broadcasts from Dublin City with a power of 60 watts. And now we welcome you on into the last program from Radio Dublin. The last hour of Radio Dublin. From now until 1:30, we present the Prince Terry Show. And from 1:30 until 2, myself, Mark T. As you may know, certain individuals are trying to track down the three land-based stations here in Dublin. For this reason, Radio Dublin is unable to continue.
Let the good times roll.
Music power. Music power.
It's hard to take a coffee break. Enjoy a good cup of coffee. It's lovely. Is it too late? So take a coffee break.
Sensualism, thrills, and other fun
can be heard on the
Terry. Every other day, Radio Dublin on 253.
With a built-in...
Broadcasting on 1188 kilohertz AM and 98.8 FM in stereo, this is Radio Dublin.
Radio Dublin!
station, station Caroline. The imagination station, Caroline.
Better go back over again. Eamon Cook, you were listening, I suppose, listening to those snippets there. Prince Terry, and I heard your name being mentioned. Those kind of jingles, are they important to radio and commercial radio in general? Those kind of...
Going on.
Yes, indeed.
Live radio. they add a little bit of bounce to the programme. We always, years back, the jingle was a kind of a, you know, it sounded very good. A lot of stations use them now. Mm-hmm. I always found that it gives that little bit of gist to the program, a lively jingle, and there's all sorts of types of jingles, like for slow music and heavy music and disco music jingles made nowadays. But most of those jingles you might have heard on that tape recording there was homemade bits and pieces put together, and took a lot of time and tedious pausing and all sorts of things like that, but it was very enjoyable to get actually sounding interesting. You know, people actually years ago used to say, I don't hear any jingles on. We always thought like that it added just that little bit extra to the show that was going on air.
It's kind of bit of glitter, isn't it?
Bit of glitter, yeah, that's bit the word glitter. There.
Hey, Eamon, we have a phone call here. I don't know if they're still on the air, on the line or not. They want to know about Radio Dublin Sports.
Yes, someone did ring in there a while ago. Yes, we have a sports programme on a Saturday. It's about time it was organised, because to a lot of people, sport is important, and Saturday is the day. But there again, you have to keep it within reason. There are people who want music as well. It's very, very hard to please everybody. Sport is one thing I simply know nothing about, bar car racing. Mm-hmm. Certainly, there should be a decent sports program on. We have it reasonably good. It could be better. I'm sure every show can be better. There's no such thing as a perfect show. Yeah. I think the caller was wondering about extending it.
Yes.
If there's need to extend it, by all means, but we'll have a look at the situation first, to see how the programme is going. Have we enough content in it? Can we put more into it? And is there need to actually extend it? So,
well, what we'll do is we'll take the caller. I think they're on the line. We'll get them to ask the question. Hello, good morning. Hello. Or have we? We haven't.
No. I think he's gone.
Good morning. No. They're probably going back to listen to the radio. They're probably listening to your but do you, is there any sport, do you feel that Radio Dublin will be covering all sport, or soccer, football, Gaelic football, or?
Well, radio stations, including ourselves, should cover all sport. It shouldn't matter what it is.
You won't be singling out any particular sport?
No, there isn't any particular sport that should be singled out. It should cover sport in general. And it should have comments on what's going on, the results and everything else. Mm-hmm. Because there's certainly a lot of people interested, and they want to know, they want to be kept up to date on what is happening in their particular sport.
Yes.
It's a difficult thing to do, to get the whole lot organised, especially a sports show.
Do you think that Radio Dublin should be highlighting things that Irish people are doing abroad, like Eamon Coughlin now winning the 10,000 metres? Last night, the fastest man in the 10,000 metres is Eamon Coughlin. Do you think that Radio Dublin and radio stations should be highlighting achievements by Irish people around?
Highlighting it now, to go into a lot of discussion on it. Local radio, unfortunately, is not for that, and listeners would actually turn off, but certainly it should be brought out in news and not mentioned here and there throughout the day that such and such has happened. There again, that's down to information on radio. Mm-hmm.
Like a local man in Inchicore last week won the London City Marathon in his the wheelchair. First
yeah, exactly.
Wheelchair.
Things like that are bits of information that could go out on radio, nice and short, without going into a lot of detail on it.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are interested would be delighted to know that such and such has happened. Those who have no interest in the world in it will still accept that there's a little bit of chat and then it's straight back into a record.
Mm-hmm. So you, the to answer the caller now, sports programmes on a Saturday will be extended?
There's no such thing as saying they will be extended. No, I won't say that. We'll have a look at the programme, see how it's going. Does it warrant extending it and taking part of another show over, or does it not? It simply isn't on and running well enough yet to even have a review of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, sports programmes usually finish around 6 o'clock on Saturday anyway. On television, radio, sports is finished around 6 o'clock, and we can't broadcast like a football match at 10 o'clock at night, you know.
No, well, he probably would be making a point there that, say, racing and things like that would be starting earlier now as it goes into summer.
Mm-hmm.
Be starting off 12, half past 12 in the day.
Yeah.
Are we going to go into racing results and things like
earlier,
that?
Earlier, yeah.
Well, there again, that's summer is some time off yet, and a week in radio is a long, long time.
A day in radio is
it is, yes. So,
but
we do look at every show regularly. Regularly to see just what's happening. Is it right, can it be improved and all the rest, and the sports show is included in that.
So you feel that it has been lacking or has been overlooked in the past?
That's going back some months now.
Yes.
It has been overlooked, but lately no show has been overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
So it'll be covered. It'll be covered.
Including yours.
Good. Well, I mean, you know that I've only four listeners. So, I mean, I had to bring all of you in tonight.
I wish you'd have brought a few spare needles in tonight as well. However, we'll discuss that later.
Indeed. But we'll take some more music, and then we'll get off to finish off the show, okay?
Yes.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Right, let's go, boys! 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4!